The federal government says the new US-Australia critical minerals deal will comply with Australia's environmental laws. Under the deal, both nations will invest $1 billion over the next 6 months to help accelerate the delivery of critical mineral projects, with a joint commitment to fast-track approvals. In a statement to SBS, a spokesperson for Federal Environment Minister Murray Watt has said all projects that could potentially impact matters of national significance are required to comply with national environment law. Greens Foreign Affairs spokesperson David Shoebridge says there should be steps taken to ensure the environmental laws are not bypassed in the move to fast-track approvals.
These responses leave more questions than answers. There's a real concern that if the arbitrary US timeframes for development of critical minerals and rare earth projects, if they're going to be met, then the Albanese government may already be intending to abuse those existing national security loopholes that can bypass federal, state and territory environment laws.